And this is Tate Servance with your news for the hour. And it is brought to you by Bayport State Bank in Bayport Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Seabling. And Rayleigh Jeffers of Elkton has been sentenced to 90 days in jail following her conviction on identity theft charges. She received no credit for time served, and her delayed sentence was revoked after being deemed unsuccessful due to a pending OWI case in Tuscola County. Jeffers is required to report to the jail by 5 p.m. on December 26th and will be released at 6 a.m. on December 29th. The remainder of her sentence will be held in abeyance. More than 7,500 people turned out at the Great Lakes National Cemetery this weekend for the annual Wreaths Across America ceremony, where families and volunteers came together to honor fallen veterans. Tom Smith, who has attended the remembrance event for nearly a decade, said he's watched participation steadily grow in recent years, with several of his own relatives, including his father, a member of the 82nd Airborne, and his father-in-law laid to rest there. Smith said the gathering holds deep personal meaning. The Holly observance was one of hundreds nationwide held to ensure service members' sacrifices are remembered through the laying of memorial wreaths on their graves. A Saginaw Intermediate School District bus assistant is now facing criminal charges after allegedly sexually assaulting a 22-year-old woman with a developmental disability. Morris Holmes was recently arraigned on one felony count of assault with intent to commit sexual penetration and three counts of fourth-degree criminal sexual conduct. Investigators say bus surveillance video shows Holmes inappropriately touching the woman over a 19-day period. The district says Holmes was immediately placed on administrative leave and removed from student contact once the allegations surfaced. Bond was set at $250,000 with conditions barring Holmes from school property if released. And we will be right back with your national and international news after this brief commercial.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Sally. I'm in the living room.
Oh, Frank, you decorated the Christmas tree.
Yep, what do you think?
Is that a possum blinking on top of our Christmas tree?
Sure is. Looks great, huh?
How did you make the eyes blink?
Oh, that's just a little ingenuity of hooking up the lights. You always said shop locally and use locally. Well, that's local.
Yeah, but that's not exactly what I had in mind when I asked you to decorate the tree.
Okay, so you meant spend locally.
Well, yeah, Frank. When you spend your dollars locally, your dollar stays right here in our community, working to benefit our area, our restaurants, factories, schools, and hospitals. It's just like banking with our local Bayport State Bank. Bayport State Bank is locally owned and operated, investing in our thumb economy, promoting our communities, working together with residents on area projects and programs.
Now I get it. Sure hope someone needs some fine possum gloves for stocking stuffers from their local possum farmer.
Oh, Frank.
Bayport State Bank, member FDIC.
And we are back with your national and international news. U.S. military officials say three more suspected drug trafficking boats were struck in the Eastern Pacific, reporting eight people killed in the latest operation and a broader maritime campaign targeting vessels believed to be moving narcotics towards North America. And in international news, the European Union has begun organizing humanitarian aid flights to Sudan's Darfur region after the Rapid Support Forces consolidated control over El-Fasher, with officials warning that violence and displacement are worsening an already severe humanitarian crisis. And that was your news for this hour, and it was brought to you by Bayport State Bank in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Seabling. We will be right back with your weather after this brief PSA.